USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations on Thursday will appeal for a record $51.5 billion in aid money for 2023. With tens of millions of additional people expected to need assistance this year, the United States is by far the biggest donor, giving over $14 billion this year. China and India have given less than $10 million each. A potential battle between Apple and Twitter appears to have been averted after a meeting between Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook on Wednesday. Mr. Musk said Apple never considered banning Twitter from the Apple App Store. Ethan's mother last night at a vigil for the slain students from the University of Idaho, murdered in Moscow, Idaho. Police there now say that they're not sure if one or more of the victims was targeted. The killer or killers remain at large.
We are eternally grateful that we spent so much time with him. And I want to remind you that that's the most important message that we have for you and your families, is to make sure that you spend as much time as possible with those people, because time is precious and it's something you can't get back.
Natural disasters are costing insurance companies a ton of money this year. Katie Lewis reports.
Natural disasters have cost an estimated $115 billion in insured losses this year. Reinsurance giant Swiss Re put out a statement today saying the biggest loss-causing event so far this year has been Hurricane Ian, which caused an estimated insured loss of up to $65 billion. The group, which insures the insurance companies, estimates that Hurricane Ian caused the second costliest insurance loss ever after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
After Ticketmaster's failure with Taylor Swift concert tour ticket sales, lawmakers are getting involved.
Two senators are asking the FTC to look into Ticketmaster's Taylor Swift presale debacle. Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal sent a letter to the FTC chair Tuesday. They're asking what the commission is doing to mitigate the impact of bots and other malicious software when it comes to selling tickets on the Internet. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The vice president has met with the president of France in Washington. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday for a meeting at NASA headquarters to celebrate the strong U.S.-France partnership in space exploration, as well as highlight the new areas of cooperation discussed by VP Harris and President Macron in Paris last year, including France's signing of the Artemis Accords and the France-led Space for Climate Observatory, which Harris says the U.S. intends to join. Harris noting that these two efforts highlight a history of cooperation for the two countries in the final frontier.
In this mission, we are so very proud to work with France. The United States and France have partnered on space exploration for more than 60 years. In this time, we have made great strides.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.